The news was published on Sunday, October 13th, 2024. I am Mary. Holy smokes, folks. SpaceX just pulled off something that's straight out of a sci-fi movie. You know those massive rockets you see blasting off into space? Well, imagine not just launching one, but catching it on its way back down. That's exactly what SpaceX did with their Super Heavy Starship rocket. This beast is a whopping 397 feet tall. That's like stacking two Statues of Liberty on top of each other. They sent this giant into the sky, and then, get this, they used these enormous robot arms on the launch pad to pluck the first stage booster right out of the air as it was coming back down. It's like the world's most extreme game of catch, but instead of a ball, you're catching a 23-story building that's falling from space. I mean, can you even wrap your head around that? It's absolutely mind-blowing. But wait, there's more. While the first stage was busy playing catch with a giant robot, the upper part of the rocket, called the Starship, was off on its own adventure. This thing went all the way around our planet, like it was taking a quick lap around Earth's block. Then, it had to come back home through the atmosphere. Now, if you've ever seen footage of spacecraft re-entering the atmosphere, you know it gets hot. We're talking temperatures that could melt your car in seconds. But this time, the Starship handled it like a champ. They've beefed up the heat shields and improved the steering fins, so it didn't end up looking like a toasted marshmallow. Instead, it made it through that fiery ordeal and splashed down in the Indian Ocean, right on target. It's like threading a needle, but the needle is on fire and moving at thousands of miles per hour. You know, this mid-air capture of the Super Heavy booster is absolutely mind-blowing. It's like watching a sci-fi movie come to life right before our eyes. But here's the thing. This isn't the first time SpaceX has made us all do a double take. Cast your mind back to 2015, when they first started landing those Falcon 9 boosters on drone ships in the middle of the ocean. I mean, can you imagine the meetings where Elon Musk pitched that idea? Hey guys, let's take this massive rocket, fly it into space, and then land it on a tiny platform in the Atlantic Ocean. People must have thought he'd lost his marbles. But Elon and his team at SpaceX, they just kept at it. They had failure after failure, with rockets exploding or toppling over on the landing pad. But they learned from each attempt, tweaked their approach, and kept pushing forward. And now? Landing a Falcon 9 booster is about as routine as parallel parking for them. It's become so commonplace that we barely even bat an eye when we see it happen. And that's what makes this latest achievement with the Super Heavy booster so incredible. It's like SpaceX looked at landing rockets on ships and thought, nah, that's old news. Let's catch this behemoth out of thin air with giant robot arms. It's the kind of audacious thinking that's propelling us into a new era of space exploration, and let's be real, it's also just incredibly cool to watch. Now, while we're marveling at the booster capture, let's not forget about the Starship's successful re-entry. That's a whole other kettle of fish, and it's giving me some serious space shuttle vibes. You see, back in the late 1970s and early 1980s, NASA was grappling with similar challenges as they developed the space shuttle. They were trying to create a spacecraft that could withstand the intense heat of re-entry and be used over and over again. It was a monumental task, and they faced their fair share of setbacks. The space shuttle's heat shield was made up of thousands of ceramic tiles, each one carefully designed and placed to protect the orbiter from temperatures that could reach up to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit during re-entry. These tiles were incredibly fragile. You could hold one in your hand and crush it easily, yet they had to withstand the extreme forces and temperatures of atmospheric re-entry. NASA engineers spent years perfecting this system, testing different materials and configurations. They had to account for the expansion and contraction of the shuttle's aluminum frame, ensure that the tiles would stay attached during the violent shaking of launch, and still provide the necessary thermal protection. It was a massive undertaking, and it took years of development and testing before they got it right. Now, if SpaceX keeps sticking these mid-air catches like they're playing a cosmic game of catch, we might just see launch costs take a nosedive. I mean, can you imagine firing up the same rocket for another go-round in just a matter of days or even hours? It's like the difference between having to build a new car every time you want to drive somewhere and just refueling your trusty ride. This could blow the doors wide open on space travel, making it as accessible as hopping on a plane. Well, maybe not quite that easy, but you get the idea. Think about it. Right now, launching stuff into space is absurdly expensive. It's like trying to ship a package by strapping it to a Lamborghini and driving it across the country. But if we can reuse these rockets like we reuse planes, suddenly the economics start to make a lot more sense. We could be looking at a future where sending satellites into orbit or resupplying space stations becomes routine, not some massive undertaking that requires years of planning and budgeting. And let's not forget the impact this could have on scientific research. With cheaper launches, we could send up more experiments, more often. It's like giving scientists a blank check to explore the cosmos. We might see breakthroughs in everything from materials science to medicine, all because we can now test things in microgravity without breaking the bank. But here's where it gets really wild. The next big hurdle is going to be landing Starship on the moon. If SpaceX can pull that off, we're not just talking about a new chapter in space exploration. We're talking about rewriting the whole damn book. Landing on the moon with a fully reusable spacecraft? That's game-changing stuff, folks. Just picture it. A starship touching down on the lunar surface, kicking up moon dust as it settles on its landing legs. It's not just about planting flags and leaving footprints this time. We could be looking at the beginnings of a permanent human presence on the moon. A moon base isn't just sci-fi anymore, it's becoming a very real possibility. And let's talk about what a moon base could mean. It's not just about bragging rights or proving we can do it. A lunar outpost could serve as a stepping stone to Mars, a place to test technologies and techniques for long-term survival in harsh environments. We could mine the moon for resources, set up astronomical observatories on the far side, free from Earth's radio interference. The scientific potential is mind-boggling. But it's not just about science. A moon base could spark a new era of collaboration between nations, private companies, and international space agencies. It could be a unifying project for humanity, something that brings us together in a way we haven't seen since, well, the first moon landing. Now knowing SpaceX and their knack for moving at breakneck speed, don't be shocked if we see people hitching a ride on Starship sooner than you might think. These folks have a habit of blowing past expectations faster than a rocket breaking the sound barrier. They might just lap NASA's cautious timeline for getting boots back on the moon. I mean, look at their track record. SpaceX went from launching their first rocket to docking with the International Space Station in just a decade. That's like going from inventing the wheel to building a sports car in the blink of an eye. They've got a way of turning science fiction into science fact before you can say, "Houston, we have liftoff." And let's not forget, they're not just competing with other space agencies. They're competing with their own ambitious goals. Elon Musk has been talking about Mars for years, and you can bet your bottom dollar he's itching to make that happen. A crewed Starship flight to orbit? That could be just around the corner. And once they've proven it's safe for humans? Well, the sky's not the limit anymore. It's an exhilarating time to be a space nerd, let me tell you. We're standing on the brink of a new space age, one where reusable rockets and interplanetary travel might become as commonplace as, well, okay, maybe not as common as checking your phone, but you get the idea. The possibilities are as vast as space itself, and I, for one, can't wait to see what happens next. The news was brought to you by Listen To. This is Mary, signing off and keeping my eyes on the stars. Who knows? Maybe the next time we chat, I'll be reporting live from lunar orbit. A girl can dream, right?